His mother and two sisters and brother live in Ghana. So, which I apologize to them because when I first got the case, I was trying to find family to contact and was looking into how do I get in touch with somebody in Ghana. And then found out that his uncle has lived in the United States for about 30-some years. So,
what is the family's?
We had a long talk after the hearing. I think it's a great sense of emptiness because they kind of feel like, after I explained it to him, nothing really happened today. He was committed back to the hospital. Kenyuo has been committed back to the hospital where he has been committed since he was sent down for mental health evaluation. Interestingly, the victim's aunt said the judge didn't say how long he was committed to the hospital. And I explained to her that's because we don't know how long he's committed to the hospital. That really it will be up to a matter of what the opinion of the doctors that continue to treat Kenyuo say, whether or not they make a recommendation for release, which would be reviewed by the judge. And I told them that I would contact them immediately if any kind of recommendation like that came down.
If he does get the okay from the doctors, is he free to go? Does he have to stand trial?
Well, generally, no. I mean, today was the disposition of the trial. The original diagnosis was that he wasn't competent to stand trial. Today, the finding was he was competent to stand trial, but the diagnosis also was that he was not criminally responsible at the time he committed the murder. So he pled guilty to first-degree murder, but then the court found that the finding of the doctors was that he was not criminally responsible at the time he committed the murder, therefore he won't be held responsible for the murder. He will simply be treated in the hospital.
What's he suffering from?
You said something about there was a lot of speculation as to how competent he was at the time of this murder.
Right,
That's something you questioned and even investigated?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
What were your concerns?
I mean, there were just things about the commission of the crime, the planning that went into the commission and the planning that went into the disposal of the evidence and the cleaning up, besides what you all heard about the disposal of the body parts in the dumpster. The room had been painted. There was some evidence to dispose of other evidence. And I was concerned that it seemed like there was a lot of planning both before and after. But we went out and consulted with another psychiatrist that we've used in other cases, had him review this evidence, and we really had no evidence, no testimony or opinion from other medical personnel that would dispute the findings of the doctors at Clifton Perkins that he was not criminally responsible at the time he committed the crime.
You called this unfortunate. Why did you call this unfortunate?
Well, he had just been arrested the week before this murder in Baltimore City on a serious attack on a young man at Morgan University. And that young man had been, I understand, left without the sight in one eye. It was a very bizarre attack. He used a baseball bat that had barbed wire on it, I think. And certainly that should have been a call for somebody, specifically his parents, I think, who bonded him out, to have gotten some sort of psychiatric review or some workup done to find out why would somebody make that sort of an attack rather than just bring him out of custody and release him to, find a new victim. So I felt that that was very unfortunate. I think that it's very disturbing, somebody who could make two attacks like that in a week's period of time. One of them where he found guilty of assault with intent to murder, or attempted murder, I'm sorry, and the other one where he's found today guilty of first-degree murder, that there's conceivably a time when he will be found to be released back into society. Now, you know, I don't think that that's going to be anytime soon, but that's always one of the concerns with a disposition like this, that somebody may say, okay, it's time to let him out of the hospital. There's nothing wrong with him, and there's nothing we can do for him at the hospital.
Dude, what was the diagnosis at the time?
I'm sorry, I didn't bring all the medical paperwork out with me, and I don't want to sort of take a guess at that.
All right.
So there were two reports. There was a report done on him at Clifton by state psychiatrists, and then you guys did a separate
one. No, we didn't. We just had the Clifton report reviewed by our own psychiatrist, and we provided other information to our psychiatrist, and he gave us a verbal that he would not be able to dispute the Clifton Perkins finding.
You talked. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The mental disorder. He said he was suffering from a mental disorder.
Right.
But
hearing,
it was never stated.
Hearing voices, and feeling compelled. I don't know the medical name of the what the doctors labeled it.